Sorry to wake you up. Don't be too loud or you'll wake up Mom and Dad. I thought for sure I was going to wake them when I snuck back into the house. That? That's just my hand. On your cock? I thought it would be a good way to wake my favorite brother up. Well, my only brother, but you're still my favorite. No, you're not dreaming. This is real. I'm in bed with you, naked actually. I know that when I started to realize you were attracted to me, I shut down that idea pretty quick. We had that talk where I explained it could never happen between us. But here's the thing. My crush was at the party, and I opened up my heart to him. And he turned me down. I declared my love to him tonight. I was prepared to lose my virginity to him. I was sure he was going to say yes. Instead, here I am, naked in bed with my own brother. No, I'm not drunk. I kind of wish I was. I didn't want to get drunk before I talked to him, because I didn't want to mess things up if I drank too much. And after I talked to him? Well, I didn't hang around too long after that. Do you still want me though? Because I suddenly very desperately want to be wanted by someone. Anyone. Even my own brother. Do you want to fuck me? Because tonight, what I once said could never happen, could very definitely happen. Please. I can see you want this. And me, I need something. Maybe not this. But maybe something close enough to this. It doesn't matter. I would have thrown myself at another guy at the party, but I couldn't handle another public rejection. I don't even think I could handle your private rejection. Especially knowing that you did lust after me. Don't try to protect me. I'm 18, and I'm old enough to make my own horrible decisions and to live with the consequences. I'm on birth control if that's what you're worried about, because I had this night all planned out. You can lie to me all the while the moment. Your cock keeps getting hard and hard in my hand. You really should just give up and fuck me. It's what you want and what I need. I know I was kind of mad when I realized my older brother had a thing for me, but this is different now. The fact that any guy found me to be fuckable is very important to me right now. So please fuck me. There will be no consequences. I won't tell, I won't get pregnant, I won't be mad at you. Well, I guess I can't guarantee that, because who knows how we'll feel in the morning. But I'll eventually come to terms with it being me who initiated it. Who begged you to do it. I know I'm really vulnerable right now, but it's the kind of vulnerable that makes it worse if we don't do this. It's not like I came home crying and you comforted me, then took advantage of me. I came home crying. But then I came here, knowing what I needed to do. Now move over a little so I can take your spot in the middle of this little bed. I'll let go of your cock for this. There. Now get on top of me. Okay, you're covering my body with yours. And I can feel your cock between my legs. I trust you know what to do from here. You're the older one. I mean, I know what happens, but... Yes, that's a good start. I can feel your cock touching my pussy now. Wait, don't turn on the light. Fuck, I must look like a mess. Mascara everywhere. You probably don't want to fuck me now. I mean, you apparently wanted to fuck me before with no makeup on. And you probably would have wanted to do it even more when my makeup was flawless. I'm basically unfuckable right now. Which is why I need it more than ever. Please, fuck your little sister. At least give it a try. Take my virginity. And if it's not everything you hope, then you can stop. I promise to try to be as good with you as I would have been with him. Except I won't pretend I'm with him. So do it. Take your sister's virginity so that her night isn't a total loss. So that I can feel wanted. Yeah, that's it. Push harder. Wait. Let me adjust my position just a little. The head just kind of popped into me. This is it. What you always wanted. Now you're going to fuck your sister? I'll take that as a yes. Finally got a cock in me. It's my brother's cock, but it's still a cock. And I'm very conscious it's my brother's cock. Because his face is right above mine. Are you waiting to see if I'm okay? I can take it. Come on. Don't stop. Oh, you're taking it so slow. This isn't really how I imagine it. I thought it would be more frenzied on the guy's part. Not so tender. But how are you? How does your sister's pussy feel as you fuck it? Was it worth the wait? Was it worth me rejecting you before? Like being mad at you? It's weird, but seeing the blood in your face and feeling your body react as it fucks me, it does make me feel better. I could almost forget it's my own brother fucking me. But I owe it to you not to forget, or to let you forget, because you're fucking your baby sister, just like you apparently wanted these last few months. You can go faster if you want. Harder too. I'll tell you if it's too much of either. But I'm starting to get weather and we're used to your cock. Please. Yes, that's more how you want to do it, isn't it? Enough to make my body move a little. Wait, no. No kissing. No kissing. I'll kiss you other times as a sister. And I'll let you fuck me. Just this once. But we keep the two separate. Kissing would either remind me you're my brother, or it would lead me down the wrong path emotionally. Either wouldn't be good right now. It's just enough to fuck your sister's virgin pussy, isn't it? Well, no longer virgin. You took care of that. You're taking care of it very well, actually. It feels kind of good, even with the awkwardness of it being your cock. I think it might have come already if you were anyone other than my brother. I think I still might come anyway, just not as fast. There is something you should know, though. I'm not actually on birth control. I didn't want to be for him, because part of me wanted his baby, to force him to be mine after he had me once. And then I was afraid if I told you I wasn't, you wouldn't fuck me. You don't have to stop, though. You're not going to stop, are you? Maybe the risk of impregnating me was never a barrier to you. And right now, I honestly don't care. Please. Come with me. Breathe me. you love me? Make me pregnant, please? 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 Don't come without me. Don't. I know what I said before, but don't you dare come without me or outside of me. I need your come in me as much. Please? 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 I need it. Anything. Come in me. Come in me. Come in your little sister's pussy and fill her womb with your baby, please. Please. Thank you. It feels funny for thanking you for doing something that repulsed me not so long ago, but thank you. And I suddenly don't feel so unwanted. Maybe a little guilty and possibly a little pregnant, but not unwanted. And I know someone who will always want me every chance he can get. And for the record, I know what you're thinking. After that orgasm, maybe that opened up new feelings inside of me. Feelings that just need a little more encouragement. Well, don't you dare kiss me, mister. At least let me kiss you.